I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
App or KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds. It's 50 degrees. KSL's top story. The coronavirus numbers in Utah continue to rise, but the number of deaths remains at 7. As of this afternoon, we have 1,246 cases. That's 172 more than yesterday. A total of 24,000 Utahns have been tested. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says it's not the daily numbers we should watch. It's the trend over 2 weeks.
We're still having about a growth rate of 10 to 15%. It's not as quickly as some of our other states suffering a bigger burden of COVID-19 in the U.S. However, we do need to keep adhering to social distancing recommendations to ensure that our growth rate starts declining and we can be sure that we keep our healthcare capacity in check so that people can get the care they need when they need it.
Dr. Dunn says we are not currently counting the number of people recovered. At the same briefing this afternoon, Governor Herbert announced Zion National Park is closing. Some people aren't paying attention to his calls to avoid traveling. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Governor Herbert says the warming weather is tempting people to go outside, see the sights of Utah, but he says we can't have business as usual this season. The governor clarified state parks are still open, but only for people who live in the same county where that park is located. However, Zion National Park is shutting down, and people that were already there were given until the end of the day to pack up and leave.
And it appears that we have lost Jeff Kaplan. So let's go now live to Todd Fuchs. Todd, you're talking about the FBI, which says scammers are taking full advantage of the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's right, Maria. Pardon me for just a moment. They want Utahns to know what to look for, whether it's a fake cure scam or something else going on. Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says a lot of scammers are trying to fool doctors by claiming they have a lot of supplies ready to go.
If they're being approached by vendors that they typically don't work with but are claiming to have large amounts of bulk medical supply items, that would also be something that should cause them to be more suspicious.
Scown says if the seller makes sudden last-minute price changes or if they ask to be paid in some unusual way, it's most likely bogus. The pandemic continuing to take a toll on lives and the economy. Let's go back to Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the latest numbers show 1,000 people in the U.S. have died from the pandemic in one day. And health experts expect that number to rise. Meantime, the White House's top economic advisor isn't pulling any punches about the impact of the coronavirus on the economy.
It's going to get worse in the weeks ahead. There's no question about it.
The U.S. lost 701,000 jobs last month. Larry Kudlow is urging Americans to be optimistic. He stresses this is temporary and a matter of weeks and months, not years. The death toll from COVID-19 has climbed by more than 600 in New York. That is the largest daily increase so far. And Governor Andrew Cuomo is questioning why the U.S. is importing personal protective equipment from China when there are companies in the U.S. who could be making it. He's asking companies to step up and help.
We will work with New York manufacturers. We'll finance the transition necessary to make these materials.
Many governors are frustrated over a lack of federal coordination that has now put states in bidding wars against each other for protective equipment. And the Transportation Department is telling airlines if they cancel your flight because of the pandemic, they must give you your money back. The DOT says airlines must reimburse even non-refundable fares when they cancel or make major schedule changes, and the rules don't change even in a pandemic. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleas, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. And while we're all taking precautions going to the grocery store and then disinfecting the packages when we get home, Wisconsin is prepping to have people to show up to vote on Tuesday. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
6-foot markers on the floor. Homemade masks are being stocked for workers at one community center.
We have quilters at the senior center that have made approved cloth face mask.
Monona County Clerk Joan Andrews says machines will be wiped down, hand sanitizer provided, and voters are being asked to bring their own pens. It comes after a federal judge ruled to allow April 7th's primary, but chastised the governor for moving ahead with it. The state trying to remove obstacles for mail-in voting, extending its application deadline for absentee ballots by a day, and a federal judge also ruling clerks can't release unofficial results until April 13th, which is the new deadline for those ballots to be turned in. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Many families will be watching this weekend's general conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints together. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
It will be different because, first, it will focus on the restoration, and it comes during a very uncertain time of coronavirus around the world. Tabernacle Choir member Jim Bennett says he's looking forward to this conference more than any other in his recent memory.
I'm hoping to get words of encouragement, words of inspiration that give us some comfort and understanding of how to get through this and some perspective on how this fits into the eternal plan.
It's the first time since joining the choir that Bennett will be watching from home because the choir pre-recorded all their songs a while ago. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And all general conference sessions will air live on KSL News Radio, including the special Saturday night session. Check us out online at KSLNewsRadio.com, where you can ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. I think we have Mr. Kaplan back. KSL News time is 3:06.
Yep. Here I am. Good to go. Thanks a lot, Todd. And check on traffic now. Happy Friday, Ricky Mies.
Happy Friday, Jeff. Good to have you back. Well, we began our drive home with some heavy delays northbound I-15 due to a crash at Center Street in Clearfield. With that crash gone, some backups remain, but the speeds are improving. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
Glad to have me back. I was gone for 3 minutes. Coming up, a look at this strange weekend we're about to start. Stay with me. My Minute of News is up next.